commentary. Heard each morning before the 7:30 news on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU. Here's Chris Conley.
You've never heard me call for the impeachment of a U.S. president from this microphone. Until now. The president of the United States simply cannot ignore the law. Releasing five Taliban prisoners from Guantanamo Bay was illegal. The law passed by Congress and signed by President Obama said that Congress needs to have 30 days' notice before any prisoner transfer. The president ignored that. The prisoner exchange that gave Sergeant Bo Bergdahl his freedom happened first, and Congress was told after the fact. Now, this is different from Barack Obama making unilateral changes on Obamacare or releasing illegal immigrants from detention facilities. Those are skeleton laws. Congress ceded most of its lawmaking power to the Health and Human Services Secretary on health care. All of those passages that read, as the secretary shall allow, are moving targets. The courts are likely to give the president wide latitude on how to implement a complex health care law where things can quickly become more tangled than expected. The same with illegal immigrants. We don't have the resources to prosecute every case. Some people might be detained for a very long time while awaiting deportation. So as much as I disagree with it, the courts would likely rule that the president has the power to prioritize. Dream Act teenagers can stay. Families won't be broken up. A different president with different priorities might act differently. I find all of this disingenuous, but it's probably not illegal. The prisoner swap is different. The law is unambiguous. 30 days congressional notice. And that law had a distinct purpose. It was passed because the Obama administration was flirting with the idea of civilian trials for Gitmo terrorists in the federal court in New York. There was so much outrage that Congress passed the law so we wouldn't wake up one morning to find out that a hardened terrorist had been transferred from Cuba to Manhattan for a preliminary hearing that afternoon. And the president, while approving the bill because it was politically untenable to appear weak on terrorism, also issued a signing statement, suggesting that he didn't really have to obey the 30-day requirement. Now, there is no federal department or agency for Barack Obama to hide behind here. This was a prisoner swap that was okayed directly from the White House, and the talking points 24 hours later indicate there was full awareness of the 30-day requirement. Now, everyone who serves in the military knows that there's the possibility they'll be caught and held by our enemies. This assumes that Sergeant Bo Bergdahl didn't walk away from his post at the price of six military lives who tried to locate and save him. There are limits to what we will do to retrieve our POWs. We would not surrender territory or give out classified intelligence to win a release. And Congress intended that hardened terrorists at Gitmo not be moved as political or military bargaining chips. That was the express purpose of the 30-day law that Barack Obama willfully broke. The president has violated his oath of office to faithfully execute the laws of the United States of America. And the cure for that kind of breach is impeachment. Surely, Congress won't. But they should. It's the only possible check on this extra-constitutional presidency.